everybody. We'd like to share with you some parts of wisdom, pearls of wisdom, about the future of our universe. And we know that when we talk spiritually about the future of our universe, most people are thinking about either destruction or the coming of the Messiah. So I would like to talk about that part from different sections from the Zohar. I will start first from basically one of the greatest rabbi of all time and one of my favorite ones, Rabbi Eliezer ben Orkonus, and his student, Rabbi Akiva. Now we know that Rabbi Eliezer ben Orkonus, what make him very famous and what make him likable by many people, and I love Rabbi Eliezer ben Orkonus, because he basically went almost like a salmon fish against the stream of the water and never stopped, you know, never stopped himself for chasing the truth. And when we look at this section, it's written, Be'ot she'ayu yoshvim, they were sitting, olchim ra'u ba'ayan echad shel ma'im, they saw a spring of water, yashvu sham, they were sitting there. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, spoke, Akiva, my student, Akiva, bo v'arei lecha mabu ha'mayim. Come, I'm going to show you how the water come out of the ground. Shepoteach mayim tzlulim v'nozlim. And the water is coming from the ground, so pure, so sweet, so amazing. And then he took a verse that it say, Shekatuv, as it written, Be'er mayim chaim v'nozlim min Lebanon. A well of living water or spring water and a liquid that comes from Lebanon. Ve'al pasuk ze, and with this verse, he revealed to him the whole secret of angel talks. All secret of how the planet talk to each other. Did you know the planet talk to each other? Mars, the Venus. Ve'idiat chalone chama ve'itotav ve'zvanav. And he teach him all the windows of the sun, whatever that means. Windows of the sun, when they're coming, when they're going. And he will teach him the talk of the palm trees. And then he was teaching him the talk of the birds, language of the birds. Sichat aruchot, language of the winds and the language of the spirit. And he teach him everything that he needs to know about times. As he finished teaching him, Be'oto sha'a b'cha Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva started to cry. Amar lo, al ma ata boche? Why are you crying? Amar oy lador shiyu yetomim mimcha. Say, whoa, for the generation that will be without you. Oy lador shiyu yetomim. Yetomim also mean orphan. Al tomar kach. Don't speak like that. Say Rabbi Eliezer. Ela oy lador shiyu yetomim bli av, bli chacham moreh. So you should only say, don't say that the generation need me. You should say that the generation need a father, or need a wise man, or need a teacher. Then you should cry. And a generation that doesn't have a student that truly study. And then he opened his mouth, his teacher, and he said that. Yamim yavo, days will come. We're talking about this time now. It's what he saw in the future. Shekol ador yu chatzufim. The entire generation will have a chutzpah, will be chatzufim, will have audacity. Ve'azeh panim. And they will have such a chutzpah and they will be really not kind, not nice. Ve'tishtakach Torah. And the Torah will be forgotten from everybody. Ve'en doresh ve'en mevakesh. Not only it will be forgotten, people will not even look to study spirituality. והמתעורר ליבו בתורה יהיה נבזע וחדל אישים. And the one who's already studied, the one who's already trying to study, the one who already trying to be spiritual, people will make fun of them. Oy lado. Woe for that generation. When that generation come. What do we do? We are now in this generation. The beginning of it. Say, אמר לו, אין הדור ההוא מתקיים, the way to survive in that generation, אלא באבל פיהם של תינוקות של בית רבן, is only through children who study spirituality. ורק שהם בנערותם, only when they are teenager. Can you imagine? Teenager. How many parents respect their teenager? Zero. Fighting. ובזקנותם התורה משתכחת מהם. When they get older, after 21, the Torah is gone. כמו שאמר רבי יהודה, אל הנער הזה התפללתי. That's a Hana, say, I pray for this boy, about Shmuel. Why she say, אל הנער, for this boy, I was praying. She should say, for this son, I was praying. Because she was hope, she was wish, she had desire, that he will worship the creator and spirituality the same way like he was a teenager. So we are now in that time. In that time that you're going to look at teenager and teach teenager spirituality. The goal is the teenager will start study spirituality and then the world will change. What about us, the adult? Well, we have to get motivated like the teenager. Have the energy going, have the love going. Be like ne'arim. Let's see what Rabbi Shimon say about our time. Rabbi Shimon nasa et yadav v'bacha v'amar. Rabbi Shimon raised his hand, cry, and say, Oy lemi shikre boto zman, woe for those people who will be in this time. ואשרי חלקו של מי שיקרה. And good for the people who will be in this time and can be exist spiritually in this time. What does that mean? Woe for the people who come in this time because משום שיבוא הקדוש ברוך הוא לפקוד את העילה שהיא השכינה, יסתכל מי עומדים עמה. Because when the show is over, the Messiah will be here, immortality, right? In the end of the show, you can tell who built it, who didn't build it. It reminds me, I went to bake, usually on Passover, before Passover you go bake, matzah. It's like a flat bread. And the tools were not clean, this was not ready. My children, God bless them, right away went and started doing the dirty job to wash the tool, to wash the thing. And then after we baked the matzot, everybody want one thing. How can I get the matzah after it's baked? Nobody want to clean after. Nobody want to clean before. Nobody want to clean. Nobody want that job. But what is the Zohar telling us here? When God is coming, מי הם העומדים עמה וכל אלה נמצאים עמה? תסתכל בכל המעשים של כל אחד ואחד. God will look and see who is the one who built the whole situation to become to this point. ולא יהיה נמצא צדיק שכתוב ועביד ואין עוזר. And at that time, God will look and it say, there is not even one צדיק, one righteous person, one person that I can check and see that I can use as a tool to make a difference in the world. וכמה צרות על צרות יהיו לישראל. How many troubles and problems will be to Israel? Good for the people will be there if they know how to have certainty and if they know how to do the work. Then they will enjoy the happiness of the king because they're part of that party. Because after all this problem, say the Zohar, כל העמים ומלכים התייעצו יחד עליהם, אומרים כמה גזרות רעות. כולם בעצה אחת באים עליהם. ותבן הצרות על צרות. It will be problem after problem to Israel. והאחרונה משכחת את הראשונה. The last problem will make you forget the one before, even if you suffer so much. Why? Because the last one is so bad that it makes the other one look not so bad. עד יתראה עמוד האש עומד מלמעלה למטה 40 יום. Before the Messiah will come, it will be a pillar of fire for 40 days from up to down, and everybody will see it. Now with the internet, of course, it's easy to believe that everybody will see it. Then the king of the Messiah will be ready to go out of the Garden of Eden from a place that's called Ken Atzipor, the nest of the birds, and he will go first to the land called the Galilee. Why is it going first to Galilee? Galilee in Hebrew, Gilui, means revelation. When the Messiah will go there, the whole world will be shaking. Shaking could be fear, shaking could be also earthquake. And everybody will hide in a cave, and they will not wish to be safe because it will be so bad. So first is the Galil. After those 40 days, then from the east will be a planet or a star that shine in different colors. I don't know which star is that. I guess that's Mars, right? And other seven stars or seven planets that surrounding it. And it will be like a war. Now, we don't know if we talk about physical war, Star Wars, or we are talking about spiritual war, meaning of when is Mars going around those other planets. And it will be three times a day, till 70 days. וכל בני העולם רואים, and everybody on earth can see it. ואותו כוכב יעשה עמהם מלחמה בלפידי אש, הלוהטים מצצים לכל צד. When you're going to look at that planet, you're going to see a world of flame of fires everywhere. And it almost seems like the planet will fight the other one until he swallows it. בכל ערב וערב, every evening, he swallowed the planet, and then in the morning, he put the planet back out. Again, it's a better form or real, I don't know. I'm just here to share with you. So it will be 70 days like that. And then that planet will be, after 70 days, disappear. And at that time, the Messiah who revealed in the Galilee will disappear for 12 months. And the pillar of fire will appear again and then disappear, and the Messiah will be exactly in that pillar of fire. After 12 months, they accept the Messiah to go up there to heaven, he getting his power. The pillar of fire will appear again to the eyes of everybody. And then the revelation of the Messiah will take a place, and all the nation will come to follow him, and he will create a lot of wars, unfortunately, all over the world. And at that time, the God will be revealed, the King of the Messiah will be revealed, all the kings, and a lot of the rich and important people will try to fight the Messiah, to eliminate him. And when that happened, remember that, okay? It's coming soon. Then the world will be dark for 15 days. A lot of people will die in those 15 days. Rabbi Shimon is telling us, as he's telling to his son, While the Messiah will reveal itself, it will be miracles time. Everybody will have miracles. So what he's telling us here? He's telling us, first, those of you who believe or don't believe, just by looking at the details of what's supposed to be in the future. I believe when I'm usually traveling to Israel, people tell me, what do I am experiencing there? I said I experienced the future. That's all what I'm experiencing. The future. Because I know 100% that the event will take a place in Israel and specifically in the Galilee. It's so real. So if time is an illusion, when you're there, you're actually experiencing it as you're there. Because it's already happened. But what is the change I need to do for that to take a place? That's a question. After those 12 months, the light will be vertical between heaven and earth, and it will stay in Eretz HaGalil, in the land of the Galilee. And it will be earthquake. And that will be the first sign that the Messiah revealed in the land of the Galilee. And whoever studies spirituality, all of a sudden will look for him and believe. So the study of the Torah and the study of spirituality is to make you a believer when the tough time comes. And the way that he will get his power will be through Tinokot Shel Bet Rabban, by young people who study spirituality. Again, this is another sign. So powerful. And then the Messiah at that day will start going all over the world and collect the people who are searching spirituality and real about spirituality. And again, you can take the story literally, or you can take the story with the meaning. I'm here only to share. So that's why Rabbi Shimon say, good for the people who live at that time. And then Rabbi Shimon says something. And he write, "Kumu al raglechem, kamu Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Abba." Bacha Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is crying, and he said, "Oy mi yakum az? Whoa, who's going to be strong spiritually then? Because I see that the exile will be long." Who can be strong at that time? Who can be strong? So we learn here from Rabbi Shimon that not easy. We're living in a not easy time. Time of doubts, time of uncertainty, time of you don't see. You don't see. Time that teacher promised student, rabbi promised, priest promised the follower, join me, I can make a miracle. It's no longer like the old days. When you follow a teacher because you already know the miracle, it's there. You don't need a teacher to say, follow me. Who wouldn't follow something real? Do I need to convince you about something that is good for you? If you know that breathing, oxygen, is good for you, now would I tell you, hey, I really want you to breathe oxygen? I don't need that. But because everybody wants to be used, to be wanted, to be accepted, everybody have this addiction to be accepted, accepted, accepted. I want somebody or something to want me. For the teacher, he wants the student to want him. For the student, he wants the teacher to want him. So we end up with all a system of addicted to be accepted, to be wanted. So I feel important, that ego feel better now. But here, Rabbi Shimon, who does he have? His son Rabbi Lazar and his writer Rabbi Abba. They are sitting in the city of Tiberia, in the city of the Sea of Galilee. And they tell you everything gonna be in the future. Where are the followers? They don't look for a follower. I am the follower. You are the follower. Millions, billions of people are following. Once you're looking to be accepted, then you already kind of get off. You not let the flow of the energy go. But if you're looking to share, you're looking to teach for the sake of, hey, guys, there's a Messiah menu how to do it. Let's study. It's a different story. And that's why next time you're in Israel, make sure you connect to the future. Don't connect just to the past. Yes, you could go to the grave of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to all those famous cemetery places, and enjoy that. There is a lot of memory there. But also go to the land and feel it. What's going to happen here? You know it's going to happen when you're there. When your feet touching the north, you feeling it's happening there. You feeling. So those of you who believe that Messiah need to come, will come, need to reveal, need to be discovered, you know exactly where it's going to happen. Some people call me, should we move to the northern part of Israel and get ready? I said, why not? If you feel you can afford it and you can move, move. As I say in the beginning, as the Zohar said, not I did, that God is checking who is the one who support this system for happen while it happened. Because to get there, we are in exile already 2,000 years, my dear friend. 2,000 years of exile. Exile means not outside of Israel. Exile means that we are not seeing the miracle we used to see. We are talking about like those people walk on water. Those people cure any disease. Those people bring things to life whenever they want it. Those people knew when the Messiah is supposed to come. Those people will tell you details how it's supposed to happen. What do we have today? Great speaker, great talk, great explanation. Don't you want the miracle? Do you still want to go to a doctor, to a first opinion, second opinion? Who needs the first or second opinion? Of course we need it, right? You go to doctor, you smile. Why you even smile? To be accepted, right? Once you smile, what does the doctor do? Smile back. Why does the doctor smile back? To be accepted too. Look at our relationship to people. Everybody want to be accepted by everybody. What an addiction. We no longer have that magic in the air. That's called galut. That's called exile. To have the Messiah coming back and revealed everything. And my people might say, why did I say coming back? Why did I use the word coming back? Because from the Zohar point of view, the Messiah exists in the Garden of Eden. So it's not that he's born. It's already born. It's already ready to go. You just need really a desire on our side for that to happen. And I hope this lecture and more to come will help many people to have a desire for a better future. So if you are belong to a group of going green, global warming, what else there is there? It's nice. It's not good enough. Not good enough. Because you're just making the prison look better. You're just making the physicality look better. But you're not making the main part of this universe better, which is human. We need to work on the human. Don't create another organization to save cat and dog. Use the money to save teenager to study spirituality. How much money is going for global, the green and the warming, global warming and cat and dog? Use this money to educate people, and in 20 years, you have people who will care enough about global warming. By forcing people to believe in your cause of global warming and going green and save dogs and cats, you're not doing it. By educating humans wherever they are, then you're doing it. If I bother some of the people at home, because I love you, I will not even apologize for that. All right. Now, I'm reading another section. It say in the Zohar, Ani Hashem Be'ita Achishana. I am God Be'ita in the right time, Achishana. I will make it fast. We have no idea what it means. And it's related also to the time of the Messiah. Mao Be'ita. Vomer Sheu Otiot Be'et A. Sheproshosh Be'et Sha'ei Shinuk Batakum Be'afar Shela. Az Achishena. God is telling us the way you know when is the Messiah will come. When the letter A, those of you who study Kabbalah a little bit, the basic, we know there is four letters in the name of God. It's called the Tetragrammaton. The Tetragrammaton built from the first letter Yud, second letter A, third letter Vav, and the last letter is A. This last letter called A of Malchut. The A of Malchut, until the Messiah will come, is deep in the mud, deep in the dirt. So Be'ita, you can write it Be'et, in the timing A of the A, of the last A, meaning when the last A will be resurrected from the dirt, then we know it's the beginning of the redemption and the end of the exile. What does that mean? What does that mean? And again, it's going through numbers, mathematical number. When is the time that we're supposed to accept, to be waiting for the Messiah? When is that going to happen? I'm not revealing that yet. You write like this. כאשר הוו שהוא זר אנפין יתעורר אל ה-A שהיא הנוקבה, אז אותות אליומנים יבואו בעולם. It say, when the vav, we know that there is four letters, as I say, Yud and Hey, and Vav and Hey. When the Vav, which is called Zeir Anpin, that give all the energy to the physical universe, to Nukva, will reveal itself to the Malchut, to the physicality, then we will see a lot of sign, Otot Elyonim, or a lot of miracle we're going to see in the world. A second sign we're going to see, Bnei Reuven Atidim Lasot Milchamot B'Kol HaOlam, the children of Reuben might make wars in the world. Where is Reuben? I don't know where it is today, but in the old days, it was about north of Jordan. So it's around where Syria, a little bit to the right of Syria, around that area. Northern part of Jordan. Okay, so it's Syria and the north, that area. So that will be the few signs. So at that time, Ba'elef HaShishi, we are now in the Elef HaShishi, in the 6,000. Because we are in 77. So we are now exactly in, it's called the 6,000, because you're counting, this is the last 1,000 of the 6,000. So we are in it now. Dainu, 600 ba'elef ha'shishi. It say here, that in 5,600 is the beginning. And it's written that from 5,600, so we are now 5,777, so we talk about 170 years ago. Whoever remember what happened then, please remind me. 170 years ago was the beginning. Umishu shafel itromem. Whoever will be in the bottom will go up. Why? Why whoever will be in the bottom will go up? Because it say the A is in the mud. The A is in the dirt. And the beginning of the redemption, that whatever is in the bottom gonna go up. Can we know exactly when it's going to happen? Sha'akol tamunu mistater lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is a secret and everything is a hidden in front of God. And everything is revealed through the name of God, the Tarche Gamatan. And the way they think will be revealed is when the Vav, which is Zeir Anpin, will be connected to the A, which is Malchut. What is Vav mean? Potential. What is the Hay mean? Malchut, actual manifestation. Meaning, normally between potential and actual, there is a long distance. And the idea is, our job is to work on manifestation, the potential of what this world is about. How can we understand it? So the Zohar and Rav Ashlag is telling us like this. Adam nivra bekol ra veshfelut. A human was born bad, not complete, and low. Kmo shekatuv, ayir pere Adam yulad. The human being is like born like a wild beast. Vekol kelav shebekufo dayinu achushim v'amidot, omekol sheken ha'machshava meshavshim lo rak Ra ve'afsiyut kol hayom. And his entire five senses, and his entire brain, and his entire attribute are only serving his zero consciousness, and the only serving his evil behavior. It's only serving his selfish behavior. So basically, when we look at human being as elevated as we're supposed to be, we're born with everything has to do with the selfish engine inside of us. And even the great thing about us, how to hunt, how to make money, it's all about serving that selfish need. But the person who's capable to connect to the Creator, God is not creating for him a different tool to use. It's the same tool. So the same tool that you're born to be selfish is the same tool that you have to be spiritual. שיהיו כדאים ורואים לקבל בתוכם. שפע הרוחני הנצחי המיועד לו. אלא אותם הכלים השפלים שתשמישם עד אתה היה רע ומתואב. The same tool that till now was a terrible use only for me and myself. And how can I use people better? Is the same tool that are now transforming into spirituality. מתהפכים ונעשים לו כלי קבלה לכל נועם ורוח הנצחי. ולא עוד אלא שכל חסרונותיו היו גדולים ביותר, נעשו אותם לחשובים ביותר, כלומר שמידת גילויים גדולה ביותר. All whatever was bad attribute about my personality become, once I change, once I connect to the creator, become the best part of my personality. עד שאם היה לו איזה כלי בגופו בלי שום חיסרון, נעשה לו אותה כמו דבר מיותר שאינו משמש לו כלום. If you add something about your personality that is just wonderful and nice and there is nothing with it, there is no value to it once you connect to the creator, once you connect to God, once you start transforming to become more spiritual. ודומה לכלי עץ וחרס שכל חסרונותו דיינו חקיקתו גדול יותר כמידת קיבולו וחשיבותו גדול יותר. Say Rav Ashlag, it's also almost if you take a clay, you take like a vessel made of clay, or you take a vessel made of wood, as big as that vessel will be, as big as the container will be. So you just choose how to use it. The same thing in the upper world. Everything is revealed, and everything is mashpia, it's been giving based on how much capacity you have. So the revelation is only based on how low it is. As some of the Eastern wisdom said, you know, don't be like a mountain because you have no rain left on you, but be like the valley because all the water eventually goes back to the valley. So how is this connected to the Messiah? So all the problem we go into and all the disaster exists in our world and all the issue that Malchut is having has to be a chisaron, a lack that draw that line. So we are now in a galut. How much problem do you have? That exact problem is the tool to draw the Messiah, is the tool to bring the Geula. Because to bring the Geula, you need a vessel that can draw enough light. You need a hole that has enough big capacity to draw that light. So for every chisaron, for every damage, for every area in your life that you're not good at, that's exactly the tool to draw the light. אמר רבי יוסי, סי רבי יוסי, כמה יש לנו להמשיך בגלות עד אותו זמן ועל הכל, תלך לתשובו את הגאולה, אם ישובו בתשובה. So, all the negative people we see as such a big container to make a difference, if they make a change, if they make תשובה. Whenever they merit the redemption, through a change and transformation, or not. Meaning, the light is saying, God is saying, listen, I'm going to bring you the same amount of light all the time. But the one who has a deep container, if they make a change, then they will be happy about that change because that container can be fulfilled with life. The one who didn't make the change, I will give you the light no matter what. But then, when you're not ready for something, you know how it feels. Betan nifrash Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi left Rabbi Yehuda, went to a cave. He found the book. The book was in between two rocks in the end of the cave. He took it, came out. He opened the book, and he saw 72 type of letters that was given to Adam. And he knew all the wisdom of the upper and the lower. He knew all the reincarnation, knew all the klipot. He knew all the future coming. He knew about this big cloud coming from the west that will make it dark in the world. He called Rabbi Yehuda and said, come, let's study the book together. They didn't even make two or three pages, and they knew everything. And they start talking to each other. Flame came out, wind started hitting their hand. The book fell, disappeared. Rabbi Yossi started crying. Maybe we're not pure enough to read. They saw Rabbi Shimon. He told him, and he said, did you deal with the letters there? He said, we don't know, we forgot. Say, Rabbi Shimon, God doesn't want yet to be revealed everything. When at the time of the Messiah will come, the babies, the children, will know everything. And then it will reveal to everybody. My dear friend, we are talking about one of the great time of our universe. How do we turn this information into a practicality? Well, first we understand we need to study. Second, we've got to be spiritual, meaning it's not just the books. It's when you get out of the house, how do you behave with people? What do? Are you kind? You're not kind? While you are outside, how do you behave not just to people? How is your connection to the Creator? Another thing, are you ever strongest desire for that to happen, for the Messiah to come? Because that's the bottom line. If we talk about this life as a show, the end of the show, Messiah revealed itself. Mashiach revealed itself. All this revelation we read is basically to understand that the A that called Malchut, the physicality that called Malchut, need the Vav to give the light to, and through that, everything changed. Now, what does that mean? Vav, the letter Vav, has to do, those of you know how the letter Vav look like, and hopefully it will be on the screen now. The letter Vav look like a pipe. It almost look like a person that pray. When you meditate, when you pray, all what you want to do now is not what you're going to get. You pray, you bring the energy from above to the Malchut, which is in the mud or in the dirt, and you connect that energy. Once you do that, you become a partner of bringing the Messiah. Thank you.